click on something, that doesn't mean you're going to buy. But I want to be very clear that we're seeing a 7.5 times buying rate off of a sponsor direct in channel when we align them and choreograph that messaging on behalf of the sponsor or advertiser.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. Back again, your host, Joe Melillo, with, of course, our co-founder, our founder, our leader, Josh Ross. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Good morning to you, my friend. Obviously, this channel of text is growing very quickly on a number of different fronts. If you're not following K-Launch on LinkedIn, we post informational and educational articles about the channel of text and how people are using it across the world right now. Go follow us. You'll get some good insight about what's going on in the industry. But who better than our CEO, Josh Ross, to tell us a little bit more about how do you amplify the value of advertising in the channel of texting? So, Josh, this is awesome. I love this topic. We've talked about it a number of different times, but I want to hear your perspective on it. And, you know, as always, thanks for being here.
Absolutely, Joe. Good to be here again. Good to see you. I know we're folks can't see you now, but we're able to see you via this Zoom call that we're on. So great to see you. But yeah, we're excited about what's happening in the text advertising space. There's been a lot of things that have changed over the course. There's a lot shifting in the market, right? So a lot of things have changed. Text becoming a really powerful platform for engaging customers in a laser shot fashion that we talk about all the time. And then we have the ability through text becoming kind of a social channel, which we could talk about in another podcast, but the laser shot connection to constituents, followers, and fans, employees, customers, this ability to connect directly to these consumers through the power of text. And when you have a large group of people that are following in this two-way interaction, this whether they're following these constituents, followers, and fans, the ability to directly connect to them via an advertising campaign. And so we talk about all the time, we use data to be able to sort interactions for consumers, the personalization of the messaging going directly to them. But as we segment the audience that's inside of a text channel, we have been able to receive up to 7.5 times the buying power of any other channel that's out there. When we bring a sponsor through and align them in a personalized message, laser shot to the consumer. So that's something that we wanted to talk about today. And that's something we're seeing that's really powerful. It's going to open up a lot in a way of sponsorship and advertising. Joe, we talk about this all the time with you know, views, impressions, and clicks. Those things aren't reaching the outcome, right, necessarily. You know, if you click on something, that doesn't mean you're going to buy. But I want to be very clear that we're seeing a 7.5 times buying rate off of a sponsor direct in channel when we align them and choreograph that messaging on behalf of the sponsor or advertiser. So really, again, we use the term powerful a lot because it truly is you know, evolutionary and powerful when you're talking about a text channel being segmented and the way in which we segment that. We understand the audience so well, I think, but through data, it ultimately leads to better personalization, which leads to deeper relationships, which inevitably turns into money, right? So if you know your audience really well and you've got the correct segmentation for the audience, and then being able to bring a sponsor in that bridges that interaction in that laser shot fashion, we're seeing a 7.5 times return.
Why would people want to, oftentimes I'll hear people say, well, I want to do my marketing first and then add text into it. Why would a company want to start with text messaging to advertise first? What's the benefits of starting with a company like us?
If you start with asking questions, you're going to get that data. And the data is the most important thing. We often hear companies that interact with us, they say, hey, you know, we got loads and loads of data. We're not sure exactly what to do with it, or we don't know how to sort it, or where it's at, right? But when we open up through an experiential text channel and we do what we call listening through the text channel, which you listen by asking a question, when we ask that question, we get information back. It's amazing how people interact with us on these questions that we ask. And as a result of that, we're seeing real data coming from what we call zero party data or first party declared data, but coming directly from the consumer. And once we have that direct data from the consumer, they've actually participated in that data, providing it to us. And now we're able then to align them with brands and advertisers that are they're matching their interest. And so that gets into that personalization and matching of interest. So when something comes to me via the text channel, which is that laser shot channel, and it's relevant, you have a greater propensity to want to engage with those brands. So in the instance of one little example, I'm going to refrain from names of clients, but we had one example that we worked with recently that was where we had it was a syndicated radio program, and we had the ability to interact with their groups through the syndicated radio program, where we did an outreach, we asked the questions, we walked through the same process that I just described. And then we put a sponsor in that channel, and the sponsor that went in that channel was directly affiliated with these folks that were in this channel. Immediately had, we sent it out to almost 50,000 people. And I think we had a 67% open rate and a 36% pull through rate for the outcome, which at $16.99 or $17 for this particular advertisement, you do the math, 50,000 people, the return that's there was over 100,000 as an example. So it's a powerful channel. It's a channel that we are going to open up more and more to advertisers. And I just, we often say, but we've got to be really careful about this type of engagement as well, just because the right message at the right time creates the right value. The wrong message at the wrong time sends people packing, right? So,
and to be clear, when you say we match them up, what we're saying is that we looked at the profile of the people we were texting because we had that data and that understanding, so that the advertiser and the sponsor of this particular person was matched up. It matched up very well to the people he was texting with. So the advertiser was obviously really excited to get in front of this buyer profile. That's the thing. We're able to tell people through data the buyer profile of the other end of the phone, of who we're communicating with, who our clients are communicating with, so that they can go then back to the sponsor and say, listen, I can get you direct access to these buyer profiles, which is very, very valuable, as we saw through the pull-through data on this specific campaign.
Audience identification, then the personalized messaging, opening with questions, as we've said many, many times, which is the process that we go through. So 72% of marketers don't know their target audience. So we ask this question a lot in meetings that we're in. You know, who are you trying to reach? And kind of starting with the end in mind of who are you trying to connect with? And many, many times when we're in these meetings, folks don't know exactly when you ask that pointed question. Well, we've sold to this group. Well, okay, but let's figure out, you know, who is the target that's buying this, right? Mm-hmm. Who are the folks that you're trying to reach? So audience identification, then the personalized messaging, then connecting through with the power of questioning, which is how you listen in a text channel. And then the messaging, we always say the messaging matters. It's all about what you say, when you say it, why you say it, how you say it, and where you say it. And then that leads to real outcomes, which we're all about delivering real and tangible outcomes.
And advertising, the way it's always been done is a very spray and pray approach, right? How many channels can we get on? I used to talk about this all the time when I worked in TV, frequency of message. If you have a frequency of message that if you are just bombarding people with advertising, they're going to know who you are, so that when you are, you're top of mind during a buying cycle. That's the key, but the difference is what we're doing is very pointative and very specific to what Josh is talking about when it comes to saying the right thing at the right time, at the right moment, to the right person is way better than frequency of message, because guess what? There are 1,000 other companies that are doing frequency of message, but nobody actually seems to care about what you think as an individual. And that's what text can do from an advertising perspective. It can give you the power to seem empathetic and authentic, because truthfully, if you do care about people, you want them to hear your product. You want them, you believe that your product can help them. That's the whole point of advertising, is to tell them about it, right? Mm-hmm. So do it in the right way, and doing it very pointedly at the right time, at the right moment, is the difference maker when it comes to advertising and using text in advertising, at least in my perspective for it.
For sure. And there was a quote that Jeff Bezos had in 1997 where he was talking about the market in the 21st century. There's so many things that are trying to get your attention. And so it's a world full of noise. But when you create value for organizations, when you create true value, when you actually move the needle on the value piece, you get so much better engagement. And that's really how Amazon took off. They were trying to delight their customers through this value creation. And when the first year, he talked about them not even advertising. They didn't use traditional means of advertising the first year to launch Amazon. They wowed their customers, delighted their customers through a value differential, and that value differential spread like wildfire, and it kicked off, you know, the most prolific company right now. I mean, they're at the top of their game in the marketplace for distribution.
Everything.
Yeah. Well, everything in distribution.
Distribution.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talk about that often, looking at them as they sold books, and now they sell logistics. They sell execution, distribution, logistics, getting things to people's hands. That's as simple as that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. And people can find that quote on your LinkedIn profile, right, Josh? If not, you might as well put it on there.
Yeah, I can put it out there for everyone. So if you want to come out and take a look at Jeff Bezos' 1997 video, it's out there.
97. 97, man.
What were you, two?
Oh, my God, no. I knew you were going to do that. No, actually, I was 11.
Okay, all right.
Not that much difference, but it was the year after the Yankees won the World Series in 96 and the year before the greatest Yankee team of all time. So I'm just saying that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Gotta mention that. So listen, you know, if people have questions. We have, you know, K-Launch to 55433. Listen, we're not hiding anything. We'll tell you exactly how we do things, because it works. And if you give us a chance, we'll show you the outcomes, and we'll show you how you can use advertising in a different way through a different channel. Don't start with the old traditional way of doing things, marketing, blasting, frequency of message to gain what you think is a little bit of edge up before doing text messaging. You can build everything off of text messaging, because with better data becomes better relationships, which means better outcomes.
You got it, Joe. So it's K3I. We talk about that, the methods involved in form and incent, the science of words, the managed turnkey experience that we deliver for our customers. We're curating the content, managing everything towards that outcome. The data, the importance of data that we talked about, and the K-Bot technology, so personalizing bot technology to help you automate everything, work less, make more. That's what we're here to do.
I love it. Thanks, Josh. This is great. As always, man, we'll see you later.
We'll see you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.